Good afternoon. I'm Chris Burns DiBiasio, and I'm the Director of Community Relations at Wilmington College. My job is to bring the resources of Wilmington College to the community, and I'm here today to talk to you about our program, Grow Food, Grow Hope. Before the nation began talking about a recession, we were experiencing our own economic crisis in Wilmington, Ohio. In May of 2008, our largest employer, air freight company DHL, announced that it would close its doors, eliminating 8,000 jobs. As the economic crisis took hold and family incomes diminished, more people, including working families and retirees, people who never thought that they would be seeking assistance, were turning to local food pantries for help. That summer, a small group of Wilmington College faculty and staff met to explore ways that the college could help supply food for those in need, and the idea for Grow Food, Grow Hope was born. We applied for and received funding from AmeriCorps Vista. The college received more than $159,000 in federal stimulus money for 9 Vista volunteers. While the college receives no direct financial benefit, we pursued the Vista grant as a part of our commitment to volunteer service and to provide leadership to a community hard hit by economic downturn and joblessness. Our unemployment rate in Clinton County is depression level high of 17%. I should probably pause here and tell you that Wilmington is a liberal arts college founded by the Religious Society of Friends, the Quakers. The Grow Food, Grow Hope project capitalizes on 2 of our strong campus traditions, agriculture and service. Service is one of the college's core values and has been throughout our history. And Wilmington College has a thriving agricultural program and has had it for over 60 years. Simply put, the goal of Grow Food, Grow Hope is to use our agricultural expertise and our commitment to service to address community needs resulting from an economic crisis. Specifically, the 9 Grow Food, Grow Hope Vista volunteers are working with our ag faculty and with an assortment of community leaders to pursue 3 objectives. Our first objective is to generate a renewed interest in small plot and backyard gardening. Now, I use the word renewed interest for a specific reason. When we were writing the grant, our research and discussions kept bringing us back to the historical idea of a victory garden. Did you know that in 1941, there were over 20 million victory gardens across the country, nationwide? 41% of all the fruits and vegetables consumed in the nation came from these gardens. Today, few of us have vegetable gardens or fruit gardens. We haven't taught our children how to garden. Everything that we eat, most everything that we eat, we buy in a store. Our second objective is to improve the access of all community members to adequate, affordable, and nutritious food. And our third objective is to generate a spirit of agricultural entrepreneurship in the hopes of revitalizing our agricultural community. At its core, Grow Food, Grow Hope is about increasing the capacity of residents to provide food for their families and to create a network of food producers who can supply food to those in need and to local markets. The centerpiece of the project are the community gardens. 40 4-by-12-foot small plot gardens located on the Wilmington College campus. We use the square foot gardening method that was developed by Mel Bartholomew. Each plot is divided into a series of 1-foot squares. Each square holds a different vegetable, a fruit, or an herb. Gardening in squares means that you only plant what you can use. You use less water and there is less waste. It's easy to maintain, and by replanting the different squares as soon as you harvest the produce, you guarantee a steady crop of vegetables throughout the growing season. The gardens are maintained by low to moderate income families and individuals who are dealing with unemployment, underemployment, and a variety of different consequences that have impacted them as a result of the economic downturn. The plots are provided free of cost, and 100% of the tools, the seeds, the seedlings, and resources are covered by the college. A generous $10,000 donation helped us jumpstart this initiative. With the idea that food and security and healthy eating habits are often disconnected, the Garden's aim is to offset the cost associated with a nutritious and balanced diet of fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are often very expensive, particularly people who are on tight budgets for them to purchase those. Families come to the Garden Tuesday evenings, and for those who can't make it on Tuesday, they come on Saturday morning, beginning in late April, to plant, to weed, to water, and harvest vegetables in their small plots. The vegetables and fruits grown are tomatoes, melons, peppers, zucchini, broccoli, eggplant, beans, radishes, lettuce, and herbs like basil, dill, and thyme, commonly known as a kitchen garden. Everyone grows the same thing. Families are selected based on their interest in learning to grow nutritious food for home consumption. We work with local social service agencies and churches to identify families who might be interested in participating in this particular initiative, the Garden Initiative. Education is an important element to the community garden, as we aim to make the new gardeners self-sufficient for the future. Monty Anderson, Professor of Agriculture, the Vistas, and garden mentors provide the instruction and the support. Tara Leidy, the director for Wilmington College Center for Service and Civic Engagement, gives weekly on-site cooking demonstrations with the food harvested that evening. Families are given recipes to take home, making the transition from soil to table as seamless as possible. We learned early in this project that many of our families did not know how to prepare the food they were harvesting, and they didn't know how to prepare them in a healthy way. Learning how to prepare the food that was harvested became an integral part of the garden experience. We scrambled at first. We found some picnic tables, and a few of us donated our camp stoves and some pots and pans. This year, we have a cooking tent, and Sodexo, our food provider at Wilmington College, donated 2 gas stove tops. Our goal is to have a cooking shelter. This year, we also added 2 children's garden plots to better engage the kids who come with their parents. Growing food in their own garden gives the children a sense of pride and a sense of ownership, as well as a better appreciation for where food comes from. One mom told us that her son carried the zucchini that he harvested from the children's garden around with him for 1 week, showing it to everybody that he met. What has impressed me about these Tuesday and Saturday gatherings at the gardens is that in addition to learning how to grow vegetables, families have discovered that planting a garden is fun. It's fun being out in a garden on a summer evening or on a weekend morning with other families. And that's how our garden is different from many community gardens. Our gardens are more than just shared space. On any Tuesday evening, we might have over 100 people in attendance, particularly if you count the families, their children, the instructors, the Vistas, and the number of people that stop by to help and to see what's happening. We're not only growing food, but we're building community. Our impact is much larger than the 40 families. We have learned that in many instances, these families are harvesting their produce and sharing it with other family members, extended family members, and their friends, exponentially increasing the access to healthy and nutritious food. While the community gardens are the centerpiece of Grow Food, Grow Hope, there are 8 other initiatives that I'd like to tell you about. Bulk vegetable production, backyard gardens, youth outreach, the Clinton County Fresh Network, the Farmers Market, community outreach, research and data, and PR. Let me take a few minutes and explain each of these. As I mentioned earlier, Wilmington is a liberal arts college with an agricultural program, fairly unique. We've had a long history of agriculture. In fact, one could say that we have been an agricultural mainstay in our community and in the state. In fact, only 2 colleges in the state of Ohio offer 4-year degrees in agriculture, Ohio State University and Wilmington College. We're proud of our 60-year-plus history of agricultural education and production, and it is because of this long tradition of agriculture that we decided to devote over 1 acre of land on our academic farm for bulk vegetable production. All the food that is harvested is donated to area food banks. In 2009, we harvested over 10,000 pounds of fresh produce. This year, we are on track to increase our food production, and we are actively working with new agencies to make sure that those in need have access to fresh and nutritious food. Drawing on the success of our community gardens, we took our small plot gardens into the backyards of 15 homes and 2 local agencies, the Clinton County Youth Council and the Homeless Shelter. This new initiative is designed to empower our community members to grow their own food at home and to provide yet another link to fresh food access. The families have creative control over what they grow in their gardens, and we provide them, again, with the seeds, the seedlings, the tools, and mentor them throughout the growing season. Several of the families are renters, so we've had to accommodate the garden size to the space that was available. We still use the square foot gardening method. Grow Food, Grow Hope staff members make weekly visits on site to the home of backyard garden families to answer questions that they might have and to monitor the overall progress of the garden beds. Youth outreach is a vital component of Grow Food, Grow Hope as well. Because our mission of increasing food access can't be realized unless it's sustainable in the future, children then are an obvious and an important audience for us to reach. We have started an extremely popular youth literacy program called Read and Seed, which teaches kids about food issues in fun and engaging ways. Read and Seed has grown from just one class a month to several classes a month at local elementary schools and child care facilities. It is our belief that if we can instill the importance of fresh and nutritious food while kids are young, that they will carry these values with them into adulthood. That is sustainability at its best. This year, we are beginning the first of several school gardens, garden installations around Clinton County. Teachers have agreed to include gardening in their normal curriculum, and students will be able to learn in an outdoor, hands-on environment. The Clinton County Fresh Network is yet another Grow Food, Grow Hope initiative. The network is a coalition of local growers, restaurant owners, grocers, food providers, and individual consumers. Our hope is to make agriculture a more viable contributor to our local economy. In a community with such a rich agricultural heritage as Clinton County, we want to ensure that all citizens have access to nutritious local food and at the same time provide support that will enable local growers to secure a living by selling food. This is a relatively new initiative for Grow Food, Grow Hope, but we have realized some early successes. Local restaurants are buying directly from local growers and featuring local vegetables on their menus. Our local Kroger store is now featuring produce grown locally, complete with pictures of the farm families. And the Clinton County Fresh Network website is up and running. The site currently features 20 local farmers, and we maintain the profile of their farms on that website. We hope the site grows into a practical networking tool for the local food economy and those interested in local food production and local food issues. The Clinton County Farmers Market is not a Grow Food, Grow Hope initiative per se. It's been around for 12 years. But in 2009, the location of the farmers market moved downtown. And part of Grow Food, Grow Hope's mission, as I said earlier, is to better connect the local community with local food producers and nutritious local food. To this end, we have maintained a weekly presence at the farmers market. And we engage the market goers, and we encourage them to learn more about the market, the vendors, and what we're doing with Grow Food, Grow Hope. We're currently in the process of setting up an infrastructure for EBT and for food stamp transactions. Having EBT available at the farmers market will be another source of fresh food for food stamp recipients. This year, the farmers market expanded to 12 vendors, small by many standards, and Grow Food, Grow Hope has helped to implement some exciting new features. Shoppers can pre-order products online. Shoppers can also be assisted by the Cub Scouts, who have wagons to help them take their purchases out to their cars. And this year, we are providing free local transportation, and this has been particularly helpful to the seniors who want to come to the market on Saturdays. With the help of our food service provider, Sodexo, Wilmington College Grow Food, Grow Hope has just completed our first culinary job training class offered at our local food bank. The class is for adults who want to restart their careers as cooks or chefs in the food industry. The 10-week class is taught by executive chef Tom Tyner and also some other guest chefs that he has brought in. It's completely free of cost, and it's available, as I said, to students who want to learn basic food preparation skills. We had 10 students who were selected to participate in this year's class. Upon completion, they receive a graduation certificate and training on how to secure a job in the food industry. Grow Food, Grow Hope has also helped our local food pantry transition from a normal food pantry to a choice pantry, which allows clients to shop along the shelves as opposed to choosing their own groceries as opposed to being handed a bag of groceries. Research and data collection, while not glamorous, are also a vital component of Grow Food, Grow Hope, given the number and the scale of our many projects. Whether it is tallying the pounds of vegetables that we harvest in a given day, a couple days ago we harvested 700 pounds of tomatoes, or counting the number of volunteers who dig up the potatoes or harvest the tomatoes, or doing research on different types of composting bins, research and data is an integral part of Grow Food, Grow Hope. Spreading the word is also important to our project. And we have an active website, which is growfoodgrowhope.com, and, of course, local and regional press coverage. And we obviously use our social media networks extensively to keep the community informed about what we're doing. In conclusion, at its core, Grow Food, Grow Hope is about food assistance, about giving people a hand up, not just a hand out. It's also about building capacity and about community building. It's about making a difference. It's about giving community members who are hard hit by the downturn in the economy a sense of purpose, a feeling of self-sufficiency, and hope. It's about leveraging the college's resources in a coordinated effort to increase the access of all community members to healthy and nutritious food. And we hope it also generates a spirit of agricultural entrepreneurship. Thank you very much.